Masachas Maisa Sheni, Perak Basement Mishneches. Haporet Sela Mimaos Maisa Sheni, by Beishamai Omrim Kola Sela Maos, Beis Hill Omrim Shekel Kesef, Veshekel Maos. A person has a whole bunch of little copper coins of Maisa Sheni and wants to take some of that Kedusha and put it on a big Sela, a silver coin, in order that it should be easier to carry all the way up to Yerushalayim. Beis Shammai says, you can do the entire coin as Maaser Sheni and take all the Kedushin and put it on Maaser Sheni. Beis Hillel only says a half. And then half of the copper should be transferred onto the silver coin. And then the other half of the copper coin should be brought with you so that you have change around and you don't end up losing any Maaser Sheni change. Rabbi Meir says, "In mechalan kesef uperas al ha-kesef v'chachamim matirin." If you have a shekel, which is a half of a silver coin, of Maaser Sheni money, and then a half of a and then a shekel's worth of Maaser Sheni fruits, you can't take both of their kedushas and put it onto one sela, onto one big silver coin. The Chachamim matirim, but the Chachamim allow you to do this. Masechas Maaser Sheni Perek Beis Mishnah Tes. The Mishnah continues with coin transactions and coin changing with Maaser Sheni coins. Haporet Sela Shel Maaser Sheni B'Yerushalayim. Person is in Yerushalayim and wants to make change out of their Sela, their big silver coin, in Yerushalayim. Beis Shammai Omrim Kol Sela Maos. You can make it all into little copper coins. Beis Hillel Omrim Shekel Kesef V'Shekel Maos. You can make one smaller silver coin of of Kesef and one shekel's worth of copper coins. This, the Rav says, is in order so that you shouldn't end up with the bunch of little copper coins, which will get lost, and the Maaser Sheni Kedusha will get lost. Because maybe you'll have to leave your shrine before you finish eating your Maaser Sheni money. You'll have these little coins hanging around, and we're afraid that maybe you'll leave them with someone in your shrine, and ultimately little coins do get lost. So we're afraid that you will lose them. Hadanan lifnei chachamim omrim. B'shlosh dinarim kesef v'dinar maos. So they came before the Chachamim. The Rav says that this is Reb Shimon ben Azai, Reb Shimon ben Zoma, and Hanan HaMitzri. And they said you can divide it into dinarin, which there are four dinarin in one sela. So three quarters will be these half shekel size coins, and then one dinar's worth, one quarter of a sela, will be copper coins. Rabbi Akiva says further, because he's still further concerned about the loss of these little copper coins of Maaser Sheni. Shlosha dinar em kesef, so three dinar of kesef, three quarters of silver, and that fourth dinar, revis maos. So only a quarter of that fourth dinar should be copper coins. Ritarfon omer, arba aspire kesef. Shammai omer, yenichina bachanus v'yachal kenegdo. Rabbi Tarfon is even more machmir and says that in aspire kesef, now a dinar, which, as we recall, is a quarter of a sela. From this dinar, there are five aspirim in one dinar. Rabbi Tarfon says, four 4/5 of that dinar should be silver and 1/5 should be copper. Shammai had a more novel idea. He said, just place the shekel of silver down on the the table and the shuk, and eat the credit of the sella of the Maaser Sheni off of the sella until there's no more left, so that we shouldn't be concerned about you losing any of the little copper coins. Instead, just take that one coin, carry it with you, sit down in one place and use it as a credit line and eat all of it up. And then when you're not going to be concerned about losing any of it, the Rav says the halakha follows Beis Hillel.